Stray cats in East Idaho are a bigger problem than most might think. So says Rexburg Superhero Animal Rescue founder Katie Hayes. Rexburg used to have Four Paws Pet Adoption as a resource, but the center announced their retirement nearly a year ago. Since then, Hayes took up the task of creating a new resource for stray and abandoned cats. Superhero Animal Adoption works independently and uses donations to feed, spay, neuter, and care for cats. The program is called Trap Neuter Release, or TNR for short. The TNR program is a plan to help reduce the population of stray and abandoned cats in the Rexburg area.
So Trap Neuter Return is actually something that they do in urban communities, and it helps with their feral cat populations. It's just Trap Neuter Return, and that way you're not forcing feral cats into a shelter where they're just going to be euthanized, and they can still kind of control the rodent population without reproducing.
On October 20th, a sidewalk festival in St. Anthony will be happening to help fund the TNR program. Sarah Dunster, the event coordinator, says students at BYU-Idaho contribute to the problem of homeless animals because they will take in a pet or a cat, and then circumstances such as apartment rules, money, or moving away from Rexburg will leave the cat without a home. It's a problem in rural areas as well. Dunster explains why.
People will just drop cats off close to us. Then they end up in someone's wooded backyard, and then they end up breeding and having litter after litter after litter, tons of cats.
Dunster says local shelters have been overrun by drop-offs related to this. The TNR program aims to reduce the number of drop-offs and abandonments. Amy Loomis is a foster volunteer and has experience with people having to leave their cats behind.
There's so many stories of people like, oh, our kitty's 9 months old, but we have to move now and we can't take it along. And it always amazes me how it's like always past that cute little kitten phase.
Right. Yeah.
And they have to go and they have to leave their kitty behind with someone. And that just breaks my heart for poor kitty because cats are very loyal. They're very, very sweet companions.
Yep.
Dunster hopes to raise awareness at the Sidewalk Festival.
We are hoping to have a whole bunch of crafters sign up and be on the sidewalks in front of the Roxy Theater in St. Anthony. In addition to that, we're going to have street musicians dressed up as cats playing instruments that people could donate. And then inside the Roxy Theater, we're planning on having a fish pond where local businesses' donations can be won as prizes, and a selfie contest where $50 prizes can be won for the most liked selfie and the one who's liked the most selfies on the Superhero Animal Rescue page.
They will also be showing Disney's Aristocats. The Sidewalk Festival is free, and admission into the Roxy Theater is $5 per person or $20 per family. The Sidewalk Festival will happen Saturday, October 20th at the Roxy Theater in St. Anthony. For more information, visit their Facebook page, Rexburg Superhero Animal Rescue. If you're interested in donating or volunteering, contact Sarah Dunster at 208-206-8964. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Emma Hassel.